time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Rick Davis. We are going to talk about something that is very important that is coming up right around the 1st of April, and it is the U.S. Census. It's where they count all the people that are in the United States, and there are so many things that are tied to it. It's a very big source of funding and how much funds are going to get to put to one area, and plus your electoral college, everything is tied to this census. It's very important, so we're going to spend some time and talk about it. Rick, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk about the census. Now, you were saying, give or take, it's really supposed to start right around April 1st.
That's correct. Now, what you're going to receive or should receive, about 95% of the whole households will receive an invitation to fill out the questionnaire, and that will be sent out between March 12th and March 20th. Now, if you don't fill that out at that particular time, then of course you're going to receive a reminder and so forth. And if you can't do it and it doesn't come in, maybe a census taker will come to your house to help you fill out the questionnaire.
Now, I alluded to it a little bit in the open there. What kinds of things are tied to the census that people may not understand or even know about?
Sure. This census is very important, like what you just said. There was over $675 billion spent on the federal programs that are available to the state and to rural areas. And that includes roads, hospitals, different programs that are available through the federal assistance and stuff. And so it's really important that we have that number.
And that we get a good, accurate count.
Absolutely. We need that accurate count.
And you even said that it's tied into, nationwide, the Electoral College is tied into this. How many representatives you get.
Exactly.
Everything is tied into this.
Absolutely it is. And, the importance of it is such that I've spoken with the school district, with USU Eastern. We're also working with the AOG. We want to make sure that all of this information is given out. And I believe the school district is launching a program right now, giving the students that information to take home. USU Eastern has also launched a program out so that it's very important that the students at USU Eastern understand that even though they may live in a different area, their vote is being counted for this area because they're enrolled at the college here.
And the same thing would go if there are students from here that go to school at Dixie or, in Cedar City. They would do their census there.
That is correct.
So that's an important thing because then they are residing there technically.
That's exactly right, Dave. And that's what we need to get out. We got to get that type of information out so that there isn't a misunderstanding, so that we do get that accurate count.
And, you can't. You hate to sound like a broken record, but it is. It's very important. And there are a couple of different ways that you will be able to make your census taken care of. You were saying you've talked to the library, the Price City Library, because some of this can be done online.
You will have the opportunity to do it online. You'll have the opportunity, if you want to, with the phone conversation. And you'll also have the opportunity to do it on paper.
Now, what if somebody is concerned about the information that they're giving?
The information that's being given is just asking for, how many people are in their household, stuff like this. They're not asking for a driver's license. They're not asking for a social security number, nothing like that. It's exactly what it says. We're looking for a census count.
And that's just how many people reside in your household.
Exactly.
And that's all they need. So if you need to, if you don't have the ability to do it at home and you want to do it online, you can head down to the Price City Library. They will be there. You can get online there. Or, the census taker may come to your house. The other thing is, it's just so critical and crucial. And I hate to keep harping on that once again, but it is. This is going to count for the next 10 years.
Exactly right. And, those that may have some questions later on, just Google 2020 census and they can find out all the information they want about the census.
Okay, Rick, did we touch on everything?
I think we did. I appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you so much. So when that form comes, it's very important that you make sure you get it taken care of and do with it what needs to be done. Get it taken care of, get the census done. So many things are tied to it. It's hard to believe that they are, but they are. So, Rick, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you again.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.